Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Each day, each week gets closer and closer to playoffs for sure. Obviously, on the flip side of things, NFL got kicked off there last weekend, so lots of competition for baseball, but I think baseball is going to be able to hold on. Lots of great stuff that Nolan and I got to talk about tonight on the show, from the sad part of it, James Earl Jones, legendary Field of Dreams and multiple actor beyond that and stuff, passing away this week, just yesterday, and very disappointing and stuff. So Nolan will definitely share more with that in his segment. Obviously, as far as the division races, a couple of them still pretty hot and heavy. Orioles and Yankees just battling it out right down to the stretch, it looks like. Wild cards looking great. New York Mets, Atlanta Braves, San Diego, Arizona, Chicago Cubs just quietly going about their business and sneaking back into it. I don't know if they've got enough time to get back into it, but they're doing a great job. Nolan, Dirtbag's on it. A couple of wins against the Dodgers this week alone. So, again, lots to talk about from prospects coming up, like I said, to a variety of stuff. So, Dirtbags, as always, it's great to be back with you again for another week. And thank you so much, wherever you are out there in the listening world to us, especially our servicemen and women. Can't thank you enough for doing what you do around the world to keep us safe and secure, to allow us the freedom to be able to do what we do. Thank you so much for that, for sure. And we're just honored to have you as listeners. And we hope that we're providing great content for you and some fun entertainment as well for your weekly journey, in this case for baseball. So that's what it's all about. For all the parents, players, and coaches out there, you know what it is. I mean, a lot of you will start at fall ball up wherever you are, college ball. That's exciting times. There's no question about it, especially if you're a freshman in college, happen to listen, or you have a freshman as a son in college. I remember those memories like it was yesterday. I'm sure Nolan, you do as well, and great experiences and stuff. So wherever you are and whatever or whoever you are, just keep being dirtbags. Keep being dirtbags, spreading the message, getting out there, getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty with everything you do, because we say it and it's true. The bottom line, that's the reality of it. So settle in, dirtbags. We're going to be right back here in a second. Nolan's ready to kick things off.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network. And all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Federal regulations aren't helping smokers kick the habit. Here's Richard Marianos, former assistant director of the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Scientists and public health authorities agree that switching to vapes can help smokers quit. But in the absence of federal leadership, state governments can publish authorized product directories and increase enforcement to stop dangerous illegal vape products coming from China. It will not only save lives, but also promote a safer marketplace.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Stronger Economy.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial. Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, as I said at the top of the show, obviously the passing of James Earl Jones, legendary actor, and most people definitely in the baseball world will remember him as the Field of Dreams. So I'm going to let you take it away. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, just a couple years ago, they had the Field of Dreams game and everything like that. James Earl Jones, 93 years old, unfortunately passed away. Like Kirk said, I mean, obviously, one of the most iconic baseball movies ever made, Field of Dreams. If you haven't seen it out there, honestly, go back, give it a watch. Between him and Kevin Costner, they did a fantastic job. Obviously, there was more actors involved in that. But, like, they were basically, like, the two main guys behind the whole baseball field and the cornfield and everything like that. And so, I mean, no, it's just one of those ones that, obviously, yeah, he did a lot more things than just that. Obviously, the voice for Darth Vader was involved with Lion King and all that stuff back in the day, too. But, I mean, yeah, no, it's just a sad passing. Obviously, like I said, just with him being tied in with the Field of Dreams and everything like that, really one of those guys that obviously didn't know him personally, didn't really know how much he knew about baseball, was never really featured in anything else baseball-wise outside of Field of Dreams, but truly just a sad passing. 93 years old, like I said at the start there. And, I mean, yeah, just condolences to the Jones family.
Yeah, for sure. From the whole nation to the Jones family, absolutely. Our heartfelt condolences, for sure. And probably one of the most iconic baseball lines in the history. So go, I mean, again, even I'm sure most of you have watched it. Go back and watch it again. I know I'm going to go back and watch it again because it's just fitting in that, not only because of James Earl Jones passing, but the time of the year it is, and that just goosebumps. You got playoffs coming, you've just got memories. And my final note on it, Nolan, is just one more legend that wasn't in baseball but was around baseball and somewhat synonymous with baseball in a sense, passing again this year. So
yeah, truly a sad loss. But now we're going to be jumping back into MLB news from the past week. Obviously, Tampa Bay Rays, Philadelphia Phillies involved in a bench-clearing brawl that no one threw punches again. Always my favorite. Guy by the name of, well, sorry, Tampa Bay Rays pitcher by the name of Edwin Uceda. Don't know how to properly pronounce his last name, so sorry for that. Suspended 3 games, fined an undisclosed amount by MLB. Basically, I mean, he's been up in the show for 4 years. Has a 1.49 ERA, 51 Ks in 25 appearances this year. This is his first with the Tampa Bay Rays. Obviously, not his best outing. Lets up a three spot in the eighth inning. And then, yeah, so basically just kind of decides, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to intentionally throw one at Nick Castellanos' back. And, I mean, it just, like, it was intentional as could be. I don't know. I know we talked about this off air, Kirk. I honestly don't know why you wouldn't just give him the rest of the year. I know you said that to me, and I agree with you. Because it's one of those ones that it's just like, dude, there is no place for this in the game. Like, you're sucking. You threw, and this is what Nick Castellanos said, so I'm going to paraphrase basically what he said. Basically, it's like my two-year-old throwing a temper tantrum. That's what Nick Castellanos compared it to. And he's not wrong. Like, dude, you got hit around. You throw 96. Like, it's not like you're throwing upper 80s, low 90s. Like, 96, I mean, man, that's hard. And you're hitting a guy square in the middle of the back? Like, that is bush league. And, I mean, Castellanos said it best. He was like, this is BS. You're throwing a baseball over 90 miles an hour and you're frustrated and you're going to throw at somebody. I mean, I don't disagree with him. Like, honestly, dude, like, that is bush league. Obviously, the Tampa Bay Rays this year, they won't make the playoffs. To me, yeah, it's a thing that MLB, I think, needs to come back on. Because a three-game suspension for a guy intentionally throwing at somebody, to me, is not necessarily enough games. Like, I get that he might be a first-time offender, but still.
Yeah, he had never hit anybody this year. Went from like a 0.71 or something like that up to a 1.49 or whatever it was ERA after giving up the runs. And like we talked about last week, if you're upset and you want to run one in on somebody, run it in, but run it in at 90. They said 96.2 it hit him with, and that was his fastest pitch ever. So there you go. Like, what are you doing? What are you seriously doing? Like, come on. Put a stop to that. Three games to me, not enough. Just not enough. Not for a reliever, because they could be out three games anyways.
No, exactly. Like, that's the stupid thing about relievers getting suspension. It's the same as starters getting the suspensions. Starters, half the time, they get a five-game suspension. And it's like, okay, so they missed one turn through their rotation spot, and then they just come back on the sixth day anyways.
Well, and like you said, right, they're kind of in a development stage again with the Rays. Hey, they're playing 500 baseball. Great job, like they always do, but a bit of a development. Hey, you know what, kid? We can appreciate you maybe being upset, being frustrated, but we're going to also give you a team suspension of another 5 days to really think about that. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. And if you're going to do that, the way they did it in the old days, they took a little bit off. Sure, they ran it up and in just to say, hey, don't dig in too much. Don't get too happy. Don't get too excited to pound another two-run shot here, especially because they said he ran one in on Harper before that. And you know, Harper's running in from second base as he should have, fired up and defending his teams or whatever and stuff like that. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, you misfire that. He doesn't turn the right way or whatever and that. He fractures a rib, let's say. Well, there you go. Key cog in the chain, out of the lineup for the rest, right?
Yeah.
They're already dealing with Realmuto out. Schwarber had to leave after his home run or whatever and that with the serious. But you know what? Have some respect. You're professional. Have some respect. Especially if you've never hit anybody before. That's ridiculous. No, I'd be darn fired up if I was a Philly too.
And here's the thing too. Like, I don't even understand. Now, this is what always drives me up the wall, right? And all you guys at like with us, listen to us regularly in the Dirtbag Nation. You guys all know, man, I hate seeing people just go and get the bullpens involved for absolutely no reason. If you're going to go, go. Bryce Harper was on the mound. Bryce Harper was the first one on the mound and waited for the other guys to get around just so then he could talk his smack. And I love Bryce Harper. But don't do that, man. Like, don't just run out to the mound, wait for other people to come, and then proceed to start talking some more smack to the pitcher. Like, throw down, man.
I think that was part of it, right? When he broke from second, he broke with intent and purpose or whatever, and I think he caught himself and got himself under control. And like he said, the guy never turned around or whatever to get his attention or whatever and stuff like that to have that confrontation, so he wasn't going to hit him in the back of the head or he wasn't going to do anything to jeopardize himself in that situation. I get what you're saying, Nolan, that in the fired up or whatever of it, but, you know, all of a sudden he throws a punch and maybe breaks a knuckle or God knows what, right? It looks a little bit ridiculous when you see them all around the mound again, like always, but absolutely. Like, if you're going to do something, do something. If you're not, say your piece and drive on, or wait for the next guy and then plunk them back. If that's what you got to do, do it back. Doesn't matter, but you know what? I don't know what your thoughts and opinions are, Dirtbags. We'd love to hear from you, so send them in to us for sure. So,
yeah, and just sticking with that game, obviously on a positive side kind of for Philadelphia Phillies fans, Kyle Schwarber ends up setting the leadoff home run record for a season. Ends up hitting his 14th of the year, passing Alfonso Soriano. Obviously, they were tied at 13 prior to last night's game, and then, yeah, basically ends up getting, like Kirk said, the elbow issue. I don't know exactly what it was. Sounded almost like an elbow tendonitis type of deal is kind of what I was reading this morning. But, yeah, hopefully it's not something that's serious. Obviously, the Philadelphia Phillies need him with them being up 8 games in the division. It seems like they have that division pretty much on lockdown with basically 20 games remaining in the regular season. But, I mean, anything's possible. We've seen that in September baseball. Team gets hot at the right time, they can get in no matter what. So, yeah, no, I mean, that I got to tip my cap to Kyle Schwarber just for getting that record. But, yeah, Dirtbags. Anyways, we'll be right back here after the break for the second segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to take us now?
Yeah, so I mean, last Wednesday, a couple different things happened after the podcast had finished for us. We got Shoto Imanaga and Nate Pearson and Porter Hodge combined for a no-hitter against the Pittsburgh Pirates in a 12-0 win last week. That was last Wednesday. Obviously, no-hitters, I mean, they haven't really happened this year too much, which, based on the way the previous years have gone, kind of seems almost surprising. What was that? I think just the second no-hitter of the year. So that one was kind of shocking. It's the first Cubs no-hitter since Milt Pappas' complete game in 1972. So, yeah, I mean, tip my cap to the Chicago Cubs. Obviously, Pittsburgh Pirates, good young team. Ben Cherington announced today that Derek Shelton will be back next year as the manager. Couldn't see anybody else taking over that role. Likes the direction that the club's heading in. So, I mean, I got to give a lot of credit to Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington for obviously improving the Pittsburgh Pirates roster. But, yeah, 12-0 beatdown. And, I mean, the Chicago Cubs right now, obviously the way that they've been playing over the past week, gets them back to four games back in the wild card. Team that's pretty hot. Obviously, they're chasing four teams ahead of them, two out in the NL West being San Diego and Arizona, and then the tie of Atlanta and New York Mets for the second wild card spot, or sorry, third wild card spot.
Yeah, I mean, the Cubbies are playing some real good baseball right now. Won the first two against the Dodgers. Pete Crow Armstrong last night. Unbelievable. They're just playing solid baseball or whatever. It's going to be interesting down the stretch. Like I said at the top of the show, right? Like, I don't know if there's enough games left for them, but they're making it interesting. And there, I mean, like you said, your Mets, your Braves, they're battling it out for that last wild card spot right now. Arizona's looking good against Texas right now. They're winning up 5-2 as recording is going on. Padres are doing the Padre thing. So that NL wild card, it's going to be interesting. There's no question about it. Those teams are playing some good baseball right now.
Yeah, and then the other thing that happened last Wednesday night, we get Matt Chapman re-upping on a six-year, $151 million deal with the San Francisco Giants. That one actually surprised me. I didn't think he was going to get that type of money out there. I figured he was going to settle for about six-year, $120, $125, somewhere in that range. $20 to basically $21 million is kind of what I was thinking. He was going to be not a $25 million player. But obviously, he's got comfortability out there now. Liked what he was seeing from San Francisco. Obviously, Blake Snell will opt out at the end of this year. He'd be crazy not to with the season that he's put on. And he also has familiarity with Bob Melvin, who's their new manager down there in San Francisco this year.
Let's be honest, though. Let me jump in there for a quick second or whatever. And that great signing for him. Absolutely. You said something interesting, and I agree with it. 161 surprised me. Surprised me that he was getting that much money or whatever. But let's look at it a little deeper. What's happened to San Francisco Giants the last two off seasons? Lose out on Judge. Lose out on Otani. They probably thought, you know what? We've got to make something happen. Is it necessarily Chapman? I don't know, but he's still playing amazing defense. He's in the 23 range, I think, for home runs right now as a recording. Probably the best player right now out there. Yeah. So I think he kind of hit the jackpot or whatever. Not the way it's turned out. Just because of the last two off seasons and losing out on the big time hitters. But it's also a good way for San Francisco to go ahead and show maybe Juan Soto or whoever knows. Cody Bellinger, maybe. Who knows? That, hey, when we say we're real, we're real. We've got some money. We're going to spend it, but we got to have a commitment on the other side.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. Like, yeah, and especially since he had two opt-outs after this year, his next contract, like, basically he signed a three-year 54 at the start of spring training or halfway through spring training. Can't remember exactly when he signed. But yeah, no, like it was 3-year 54 with an opt-out after both years. So obviously this buys out those 2 years of opt-outs and will kick in starting in the 25 season. But yeah, no, like you said, like, I mean, it's a good move by San Francisco in the fact that all of a sudden, like you said, they are showing that they're real in trying to buy and attain players. Don't know if they're necessarily going to swing for the Juan Soto fences or that plethora of level, but like you said, I mean, they were in on Aaron Judge, obviously. They were in on Giancarlo Stanton once upon a time. They were in on, why the heck am I drawing a blank? Shohei Ohtani, and there was one other guy there. But anyways, no, like they're trying to spend the money. Now, obviously, they're putting their best foot forward, trying to build a good team. But still, San Francisco still just needs to figure out their identity. And that's the biggest thing to me is the fact that their minor league system isn't necessarily loaded. They got a couple good pieces there, but nothing major or drastic or anything like that. So they do need to re-up at the major league level. So getting a Matt Chapman deal done, that was a good move by them.
Nolan, you're going to be devastated when I say it. And Dirtbags, I apologize because I'm going to pull a baseball faux pas out of the hat right now. But I'm just looking as we're recording right now. Toronto Blue Jays are up on the Mets, 1-0, bottom of the seventh. He's not going to get it because he's at 102 pitches. But it could.
We don't jinx it here. Francis.
I won't.
Bowden Francis.
We're going to have to. We might have to talk about it next week, Dirtbags. Turn it over to the Blue Jays if you're out there listening or whatever and that. And well, by the time the show airs, I apologize or whatever. The game will be in the books. You'll find out if it happens or not. And I'll leave it at that. But Bowden Francis is the pitcher for the Blue Jays right now. So he was close a couple of weeks ago. He's doing it right now. But he's had 102 pitches, so I don't think he's going to finish this game out. But who knows? So I just wanted to jump in with it. I apologize, Nolan. I knew you would hate it.
We don't jinx it. We don't jinx it here. During the time of recording, we definitely don't jinx it. I hate when broadcasters – I can't stand when broadcasters say something. God, it drives me up the wall. So for us to sit here on the podcast during it, man, no, we can't. You just keep your mouth shut, right? So
take us in another angle then.
Yep. No, okay. So we got the Kumar Rocker experience coming to Texas Rangers tomorrow, followed up by you-know-who on Friday, making his Texas Rangers 2024 debut, Jacob DeGrom. What do you think it looks like for first couple of starts for these guys? You think they let him go like Kumar? I can't see him really going more than six innings. But Jacob DeGrom, I don't know if he goes more than four innings in his first start back. Obviously, he's thrown basically two, three innings kind of here and there in the minor leagues. His last rehab start was, what, four innings? I think six Ks, something like that, one hit. Obviously, like Jacob DeGrom, everybody knows the talent's obviously there. No one can ever deny that Jacob DeGrom was one of the most physically talented pitchers. When I say that, obviously he's getting up there in age. The injuries have piled on. I don't know how much longer we got to see or we have to see Jacob DeGrom. But, yeah, I'm hoping he can last another couple of years, barring any sort of health injuries or anything like that, stay healthy and continue to do what he's done. Because, obviously, this is very valuable experience for a guy like a Kumar Rocker. Obviously, they have, Jack Leiter or Mark Leiter, sorry, in their system.
No, Jack Leiter.
Yeah, they got Jack Leiter in their system as well. And anytime you get to pick the brains of even a guy, now, obviously, Nathan Eovaldi is not on that level, but Nathan Eovaldi's been in the bigs for, what, I think about 9 years now, 10 years now, something like that. Guy like him, guy like Jacob DeGrom, guy like Max Scherzer, like, those are all valuable things for these young pitchers that are coming up here. And to get to work with definitely one Hall of Famer, Max Scherzer, Jacob DeGrom, obviously, I think he's the biggest wild card for a Hall of Famer out there. I don't know if he's necessarily a Hall of Famer just because of the injuries.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, he's got to come back and be healthy for about 4 or 5, 6 years and get it done. But back to your first question or whatever and stuff like that, I agree 100%. Texas Rangers have nothing to go for this year or whatever and that, other than getting these guys back on the field. Like you said, bringing up Leiter, bringing up Kumar. Hopefully he can stay a couple of turns through the rotation before the end of the season, get his feet wet, get his experience, sit in the dugout and talk with those guys, like you said. What's it like to pitch at this level? What was it like to play in the World Series and win it last year? What is it like to be that type of a Ranger? Because they're going to be a good team next year, man. If that health comes back and stays where they needed to be, you've said it many times, don't ever count out Bruce Bochy and what he did with the Giants. It's it is possibly setting up and shaping up that next year they're right back in there in the West and right back there in the World Series if those pieces get going. You got Wyatt Langford, you know, you've got Garcia. He's had a horrible year this year, whatever, and that, but he'll come back off the tarmac. They've got a good lineup around him. You know, in the middle of the infield, we know who that is. That's a good team. So you're right. I can't see them really pushing the envelope with those guys. Get out there, get the excitement of the fans, get the excitement of 2025 coming, and get some education for Leiter and Kumar Rocker.
Yeah, and that's just it. Like, end of the day, man, that's what those veterans this year are trying to pass on to the young kids. Like you said, obviously, they got some good young players. Basically, they have their entire team returning. Sure what they're going to do for the catching position, but, I mean, you got Jung, you got Evan White, Wyatt Langford, Adolis Garcia. Obviously, Corey Seager signed for a few more years. Obviously, Marcus Semien signed for a few more years. Nathaniel Lowe still over at first base. Like, catcher, I don't know what they're going to do with the Jonah Heim situation this year. Obviously, he took a step back from how he was last year. But, like, I'm looking at that team. They don't have a lot of holes to fill. Like, Chris Young better be smart in the offseason to make a good trade, probably more so than signing. I mean, obviously, he's going to go out and get the bullpen guys. But at the end of the day, like, they don't have a lot of holes to fill. So you are right. It could be a San Francisco Giants rerun of the early 2010s. Obviously, 2010, 2012, 2014, Bochy was in charge there. Won 3 World Series. Texas Rangers won last year. Could be a repeating incident for Mr. Bochy. But, yeah, no, Chris Young knows what he's doing, obviously. He put the money in. He's going to get that team right. And it is valuable for those young kids just to come up and learn. But Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with the curtain call questions.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day delivery for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Summer can be hot. Preparing for the temperature is the key to staying safe and cool. I'm Joel Reyes, and I've been driving with UPS for more than 20 years. Staying safe in the heat is all about preparation. Here are 3 tips to keep in mind. 1. Stay hydrated. Drink water throughout the day and eat foods with high water content. 2. Wear appropriate clothing and use cooling gear like hats, towels, and sleeves. 3. Find cool or shaded areas to recharge when needed. Stay safe in hot weather. Brought to you by UPS.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, Nolly. So thank you very much, Dirtbags. As we always say, you can send your curtain call questions, training questions, any inquiries that you have in regards to baseball to us at Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll talk with you personally or get it on the air if at all possible. So this week, Nolly, we're starting right off at the top. We got Yankee fans sending in questions and stuff like that. Want to see our opinion. Was Cashman and Boone backed into the corner a little bit of the pressure of New York, but calling.
Yeah, sorry about that breakup. Kirk was talking about calling up Jason Dominguez. No, honestly, they had to do it. The Yankees got into a cold stretch. Jason Dominguez, obviously, last year when he came up in the September stretch that he had, was one of the most impactful players on that roster prior to, I mean, albeit in what, the five games that he played in. Had three bombs, seven RBIs or something like that. Like, had a fantastic series against the Houston Astros, who at that time were basically competing for one of the best teams in the American League. And then, yeah, so, I mean, obviously goes down with the Tommy John, comes back, basically got activated, what, right around Canada Day, give or take? Sometime around early July, I remember that. But, no, like, they had to call him up because, quite frankly, he's better than their current MLB players. And at the end of the day, that's what teams should do. If I have a guy that's down in the system that's better than what I'm currently seeing on the field at the major league level, with all due respect, I got to call him up. Doesn't matter if he's a 10-year, 11-year vet or if he's the next up-and-coming greatest thing of all time, basically. Right? Like, if I have someone that's better and performing better than just what the analytics say, I'm going to call that kid up. Jason Dominguez right now, no brainer to me. Call him up. The guy last year when he was up helped you out. He's proven that the moment wasn't too big for him. He needs this because he's going to be on the roster in the playoffs. They'd be crazy not to include him on the playoff roster if he can perform at the major league level during his second time up in the show. But honestly, it's just getting them comfortable for next year. So I have no problem with it. I do believe the Yankees were backed into the corner by calling him up. But at the same time, Baltimore Orioles are still neck and neck with you. One team's got to put the foot down. The Orioles already called up majority of their white boy factory that everybody likes to call it. And, I mean, you see the success that they're having. So why waste time? You're the New York Yankees. You're built to win. That's the whole goal of being a New York Yankee year in, year out, is to win a World Series, not to finish second in the American League East. Call him up, get him in there, let him play. He's going to be a stud.
Hallelujah. I agree. I mean, you've got to take the baby gloves off at some point in time and let him play with the big boys. He did a little bit last year, obviously, what, five games, six games, whatever, eight games, I think it was, or whatever, and that before the elbow surgery and stuff. But I mean, yeah, he's hitting 375, whatever he was, in AAA, just wasting time down there and stuff like that. So let him hang with the big boys. You want him to be a big boy? Let's get after it. Let's get after it. And again, you're trying to show Juan Soto that, hey, we're here to win championships. Just like you said, Nolan, we're the New York Yankees. That's what's expected. I know you as the player that you are wanting a big contract. That's what you're looking for. So we're here to prove it to you. Let's get after it. Let's get after it. So going out west, Nolan, I don't know if the Dodgers fans are getting a little nervous, but they're certainly got their attention going and stuff like that. I thought, you know, 1st of August, it was pretty much a runaway train for them or whatever and stuff. But San Diego Padres, 82-64 as of recording. Los Angeles Dodgers, 86-59, only 4.5 back Padres 6-4 over the last week. Dodgers 5-5.
And heck, you got to give Arizona credit. Arizona's 81-64.
I know they're right there. They're five back.
Yep.
So
no, you got a three-team dog race right now. But honestly, if I'm the Dodgers, they wasted a year. Dave Roberts fired. Plain and simple. Absolute joke of a team. I can't stand the Dodgers. Like, I can't stand the media hyping them up either. And that's the biggest issue to me, is every day you turn on some sort of social media thing. And don't get me wrong, the chase for 50-50, absolutely, I get that. That's a cool thing. It hasn't been done in MLB history, obviously, with Shohei Ohtani. But, like, please, they spent $1 billion in their five games better than the third-place team, Arizona. And I don't know, what did Arizona break this year? I think $120 million, $110 million on their salary. They're three times less, and they're only five games better. Like, the Dodgers are an absolute joke of a team. I don't know. To me, man, I'm selling house. I'm firing everybody. I'm starting from scratch. You can't have that good of a roster and be 4.5 games better than the Padres. And that's not a knock on the Padres. The Padres have played fantastic, and I love Mike Schilt. Everybody in here knows that I love Mike Schilt. I was upset when he left the Cardinals. I'm not going to obviously repeat what I said because we wouldn't be allowed to be back on here. But no, like, Mike Schilt just gets it. Good manager. Torre Lovello, obviously with Arizona, just gets it. Good manager. Dave Roberts, we've seen time and time again. What is Dave Roberts as a manager besides a guy that wins during COVID? You got an asterisk beside your name for a World Series title, dude. Congratulations. Like, you won monkey ball, if you want to call it that. Like, it's, to me, it's a no-brainer. And everybody in here knows I don't know Dave Roberts personally. I couldn't tell you what he's like as a guy. I could tell you that he can't manage. You could get a Joe Blow off the street to manage this team. Kirk, you could manage that team and probably have just as good of a record as Dave Roberts. Sure, they have injuries on the pitching staff, but at the same time, they spent $370 or whatever million dollars on their roster this year. Like, to me, it's a joke. I don't know, man. I honestly hope the Padres come back. I hope Arizona passes them too. 20 games left. I know they don't have too many head-to-head left against one another, obviously with the way that the new schedule is set up and everything like that. But still, I hope both teams pass the Dodgers. I hope they get in as the second wild card team. Can't stand the Dodgers.
There's your thoughts on that, Dodger fans. No question about it and stuff. We've talked about that and Dave Roberts. That's right. I mean, I think he knows, too, that he needs to get it done this year. They've said it even during the season that if they don't win the World Series, it was a lost year. And good for them to finally say that, because $1.25 billion spent in the offseason. Now, yes, they went out and they got they didn't go out. They got Imanaga back last night. Yamamoto back. He went against Imanaga last night and got the loss or whatever, but still, to get him back on the field is a good thing. I'm kind of interested about that. Did they just rest him up a little bit to help him out down the stretch? I'd love to know more about that inside story, because I'm just not sure of the timelines on it, to be quite honest with you, how much they let him rest and stuff like that. If it was all part of a 12-year contract that he signed and the length of it and just keeping him safe and healthy and knowing that they're going to make the playoffs probably, but absolutely now they're all of a sudden getting close and he's back in there and stuff like that. So hopefully he's healthy and ready to roll and stuff like that. Like you said, obviously this show, 50-50 is huge. It's going to be on the plate. Hopefully by next week, we're talking about it. He's achieved it. He's reached it. And they can move on and get to the playoffs and focus on that right there. But you're right, Nolan. That San Diego Padres, Schilt's just got them playing good ball, really good ball. And hey, now I want to ask about this. I was really shocked and surprised. Manny Machado just beat the San Diego Padre career home run record last night. What was it, 165 or whatever it was he hit last night? I was surprised that no other Padre hit more than 165 in their career. He'd been around a long time.
I feel like it's just because no one really wanted to stay in San Diego that long.
Obviously, Mr. Baseball, Tony Gwynn, he wasn't a home run hitter.
No.
But you're right. Like, I just thought maybe somebody else out there would have had more.
Yeah, because 164 is not a heck of a lot of home runs. But
no.
I mean, no. I mean, obviously, it's still a good number. Like, we're not sitting here knocking that. But at the same time, like, yeah, only 164 home runs didn't seem that crazy. And Manny's only been there, what, 6 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
so
I mean, to me, it just sounded crazy when I heard that stat. But
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was just shocked about that when I saw it. I just wanted to get your opinion on it too. And then even your own opinion, Dirtbags, you know, just thoughts and I mean, it is what it is. Congratulations, Manny Machado. You got the record in San Diego and stuff like that right now. It's going to pile on. I don't know if Fernando Tatis ever catches up to you or whatever and stuff like that. He's got to stay on the field, as we always say, right? Young Jackson Merrill that we speak about quite often or whatever, and that, obviously he's got a chance. There's a kid that realistically could get a chance as long as he finishes out his years and before arbitration and then is able to sign a long-term contract with him. But you never know. Maybe it's something that Manny keeps for a while.
I still think he needs more than 6 years, though, in San Diego. Like, he'd have to sign probably a 10-year deal. Like, Jackson Merrill, to me, I think he basically is what he is. Good frame, good swing, no knock on him. I think he's NL Rookie of the Year. But, like, yeah, no, he just doesn't strike me as the type of guy that, especially at his position, to all of a sudden go and put on 20, 30 pounds of muscle in an off season and try and hit for 35 home runs. Like, he's just got that natural lift in his swing, if you know what I'm talking about, out there, Dirtbags.
Yeah,
he's just got that good left-handed swing, level through the zone pretty much, and then just that late kickback generates that good backspin on the ball and lets the ball carry out there. So, I mean, he's probably a 20 to 30 home run guy. I don't think he's ever really going to be a 35, so that's what I'm saying. Like, Fernando Tatis, I mean, just based on the contract, I think he's got the best chance of beating it. Obviously, Manny's got, I think, another 4 more years on his contract to pad his stats. So, obviously, he'll get to his 200, 250, somewhere in that range, probably with the Padres, when it's all said and done. But still, yeah, no, 164, 165, whatever the magic number was. Yeah, that one took me by surprise.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the last one, we're just under 2 minutes. So, you know, New York Mets playing fantastic baseball. They were 8-2 over the last week or whatever. Last night to the Jays, potentially tonight too and stuff. But do you think they're going to hold on and take out the Braves? I mean, both right now, they're in the wild card. Yeah. But how do you think that's going to unfold over the last 2.5 weeks?
Yeah. I mean, with the way they're playing and with how banged up the Braves are, I think the Mets will take them. I really do.
I'm feeling that Mets, too.
And especially that'll help Lindor's case for MVP. Like, that's going to be a good race. I mean, there's quite a few good races out there. Obviously, that's the closest one for that number 3 wildcard spot in the National League with those two teams being tied. Interdivision rivals, all that stuff, right? But yeah, I mean, no, that's a tight race right now. And just with the way that Atlanta is injury-wise compared to New York Mets, they're mainly healthy for the most part, the Mets. And let's be honest, Pete Alonso is still trying to cash in on that big offseason paycheck as well. So he better hope that he can perform down the final 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got you, man. So thank you very much, Dirtbags, for sending in the questions. And again, you know where you can send them at Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We're happy to answer them. And again, if it's training questions, we'll contact you personally and discuss anything you have on your mind. And that's what it's all about. That's what's being part of the Dirtbag Nation. So we'll be right back here in a second with Nolan's Final Thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for your final thought.
Yeah, so obviously Yankees fans out there know him, Mr. John Sterling, one of the most famous radio broadcasters of, well, I think basically the last almost 40 years pretty much, is coming back for the playoffs. He's going to be calling the Yankees playoff games. Obviously, they kind of got asking him the question too, just like, hey, listen, like, we know you retired back in April. You're coming back for the last series, I think, at home against the Baltimore Orioles on September 24th through the 26th, and then you're going to get back in for the Yankees playoff games. He's like, yeah, absolutely. I'm not coming back next year, though. Don't start asking that question. So he will be retired once again after this postseason run. But obviously, I think Yankees fans out there, and I feel like a lot of baseball fans have become synonymous with Mr. John Sterling's professionalism and his play calls and everything like that over the years. So, I mean, that's obviously something good for the game of baseball.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you're Yankees fans, you got to be pumped up and excited. Even the players and stuff like that, you know, you get guys around the game that long or whatever, and that they know those players inside and know, become good friends with them. And just, like you said, just the professionalism of it and stuff like that. So good for the Yankees, good for John Sterling, both to make it happen for Yankees fans and sit back and enjoy it. That's the bottom line.
And that's what it's all about, Dirtbags. So can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, spreading the message. Please continue to spread the message. We live it, we breathe it, we die it with you and for you. That's what it's all about. So again, if you have training questions as a player, a parent, a coach, send them to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook. Well, it's our guarantee that we will talk to you as long as you need to be talked to help you out in your baseball journey, because that's what it's all about, man. It's making you, helping you have the greatest journey possible in this amazing game that we're all involved in and love so much. That's what it's at the end of the day. It's just, it's not a passion. I think it's even deeper than a passion. It's just a love for the game. As a player, a parent, a coach, trainers, Nolan and myself doing the podcast. It's just, it's us. So unfortunately, though, it is that time, Dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.